who's here.
Okay.
We're not going to see you in the morning again? What's going on?
Yep.
Oh, no way. The way would not characterize that as good gemara. Wait, define that. Where is he?
Not an hour sheer. An hour balabat has been becomes
a good. All right. Anyway, without any further ado, we're on Daf Yudalef Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Shimon bar Avduma, the second line. Zesh nichlas beis bet leknesses. Now, the truth is, this is not directly related to the prior, but it says a person who went to shul. Zesh nichlas is not referring to it. You know, it sounds like it's referring to somebody who we're speaking about till now. It's not. Zeshin was basically at the Knesset. Somebody comes to the shul. Matzon, under the tefillah, he sees them getting up for davening. Right? They're getting up to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Imil de shul chaligmar, actually, they're not getting up. They're standing in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Imil de shul chaligmar, actually, is chush le tzibur lana samen. If he knows that he can finish Shemoneh Esrei himself, starting now, be able to finish before the shliach tzibur gets to the critical amen, which it is, we'll see in a minute, yisparo, yishu daven, with them, Shemona Esrei, in other words, Tefillah B'Tzibur. Meanwhile, he doesn't think he could finish with them in time to say the crucial Amen, Ayisbal, he should not daven Shemona Esrei. Rather, he should wait until after they get that critical Amen and only then begin his own silent Shemona Esrei. And Shachris Mincha. Beza Amen Amru, what Amen they talk about? Chayin Amar is a machlokas. Chayin Amar Shel HaKel HaKadosh, one says the Amen of HaKel HaKadosh, Chayin Amar Shel Shomei Tefillah, and one says the Amen Shomei Tefillah, of which of course is Dafka B'chol, on a weekday, because on Shabbos there's no Shomei Tefillah. This is also brought down the Bavli. Technically, you're not supposed to start Shemoneh Esrei unless you know that you're going to be finished by the time they get to HaKel HaKadosh, or Shomei Tefillah. Right, obviously Shemoneh Tefillah is afterwards, so therefore that, the Amoru says, okay, HaKadosh includes Shomei Tefillah. Amoru says, Shomei Tefillah, it doesn't include okay, HaKadosh. Okay? Kedusha is not as important. It's the Amen.
Don't we start, if you can't do it before they finish the Shemoneh Esrei, then we start, don't we start the Shemoneh Esrei
Yeah, that's an Eitzah. That's true. We're talking about he wants to dive in by himself, not in tandem with the Shliach Tzibur. Yeah, you can have down in tandem with Shliach Tzibur. That's perfectly fine, but so about somebody doesn't want to do that. Tanya Rabbi Yudomer, getting back to the issue of our Mishnah, which was the issue of Nichum Avelim by Kohen Gadol. So Tanya Rabbi Yudomer, Hayu Kulam Omdim Beshura, when everybody's standing in a row in order to console the mourners, Mishum Kavod, those are just standing there because of Kavod. Not Kavod for other Avelim, but their own Kavod. In other words, sometimes people stand in the public place to be knocking the Avelim because it looks good for them, right? They can say they were there, politicians, right? So they're Chayim Kriyashma. They can't get out of Kriyashma. Mishum Ava, those are staying there bona fide for Nichum Avelim. They're chayiv. They're part of Kriyat Shema. Oisik be mitzvah, part of mitzvah, right? Since about mitzvah being Menachem, they're part of. Now the question is: it sounds here like the Menachemim are stationary, right? The Menachemim stand, and the mourners pass through, which is actually the way we do it today, right? Right after the Levaya, the mourners pass through the rows of Avelim, right? However, from our Mishnah. It says, I'm sorry, I skipped. Yordu Lusape, when they go down to Hespeit, similarly, the good people are saying by Hespeit, all rowing pindim peturim, those who are standing in front of the Maspid, right, they're involved in that, they're listening directly to Hespeit, they're part of Shema. Shane Roy put him, those who are not standing in front of the head mask, they're standing for the back. Of course, they really can't hear, I assume in the old days. So they're chayev in Kriyashma. Vodatin, now comes the question. It sounds like the Menachemim are stationary, right? Vodatin, what does it say? It says in Armish, the Menachem, Kohen Gadol's Menachem, Acherim, other people, Kolam Oivrim Zacharze, the entire nation passes by the Avelim, being consoling, and the Kohen Gadol, he has a buffer between him and the rest of the nation, which is the person in charge, right? But Lamaisa, what we see here is that it's the Menachemi more moving, not the Avelim more moving, right? So it's contradictory to our Mishnah and that Bryce, which you just brought down. Says the Gemara, you know what? That's Commissioner Rishoyda. That's the way things originally done. But it's Nina Panimim Peturim Bachitonim Bruchayovin. That which says that the Avelim are moving and the Menachemim are stationary. Commissioner Harishoyna. It's like another Mishnah Rishoyna. There's Girsir Achroina, which Kabbin Ebi down, bring down, but it seems like it should be that there are two Mishnah Rishoynas. How so? Amrei China, China said, Rishoyna, at the very beginning, Hoy Mishpachosoyim, thus the families would stand, right, meaning the Menachemim would stand, the Mishpachos came to Menachem, Vavelim Ovin and Avelim would pass by like we do today. Misharabu Tachrus. But then there was a lot of competition, which families would stand in front and which would stand in back. So with Tziporin, Skin Rabbi Yosef Shri Mishpachos Oivrim, so he made Takana that the family should pass by, Vavelim Oivrim. So that's why there wouldn't be so much, you know, a fight over who stands where, right? Amar Rishmul, and Rishmul said, the Sofafta at the end, Chozer Vayim L'Yoishnam, things went back to the original minute, which is actually the way it is today. The way it is today, only we don't make such a big deal about it, but what it is today is we stand and stationary where the Avelim passed through. So in any event, so there were three different stages and the two different Mishnah Rishoynas as to what the initial minute was. Okay? Melech, track going from a Kohen Gadol to a king. Melech, lodon v'lodon yimal, so king does not judge, nor is he judged. Now, this is the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. The Raisa, king is like anybody else. He'll be judged like anybody else, right? And judged like anybody else. But we had to read the first parak that a king doesn't sit in Sanhedrin, ne'chashad, because people are going to think that, you know, he has all sorts of vested interests. There was about the Ibur Shona, right? He shouldn't sit there because he's going to make money on his mercenaries, having to feel, you know, he can give them, get 13 months out of them instead of 12 months. But it sounds like it's the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. Okay? Lo meid, so he does not testify, nor do people testify against him. Lo chalitza, he doesn't do chalitza, lo chalitza nesishto, nor does chalitza done to his wife. So his wife, once he dies, she's stuck. Right? Even if she never had any kids, she's stuck forever. Because not just lo chalitza, lo chalitza, lo miyabim nesishto. No yibim either, right? If he wants to do chalitza nesishto, zoch lo toiv, he can do it. Amrullah said, no, he must say in Shemilo Melch Shemachal Kvoro, he mochal Kvoro mochal. He can't forgo his covet. He's stuck. He cannot do Yibum or Chalitza. One does not marry his widow. His widow is, again, even if they have, whether she has kids or not. A king can marry the widow of another king. He found David married Shaul's Amona. Shemret says, "But Nolchos based on Necha." Hashem said to him, "I'll give you your master's house, and the Shei the Nechbekecha, and your master's wives in your bosom." Okay.
Can't the widow of
Melech go out Mashuk? Stuck.
Why not?
I covet for the king. Doesn't matter. We're going to see in the Gemara. Doesn't matter. Okay. Well done. Says, well, you can't judge. Foxy then see Vahi David O said Mishpat Sokol Chol Chesed Mishpat Sokol Chol Amo V'Temer Achein. He said, so David did Sokol Mishpat. Now there's three different shots in how to read the next line of the Gemara. According to the Corbinator, the next line is a continuation of the question, right? And it's a question. He used to judge judgment, find meritorious and guilty. Oni, however, the guy was liable, was an oni. He would pay out of his own pocket. He would do din and tzedakah simultaneously. So this is all part of the question. She David HaMelech judged, right? And there's no answer, right? It's kasha. What? Maybe Shlomo's what? Yeah, but then the case with the baby wasn't necessarily real judgment. You know, it was like arbitration. Anyway, so that's all the kasha. According to Mashbiach b'nei Moshe, Mor Me'ata is I'm sorry, that was not the Korban Eidah. That was the Mashbich Bnei Moshe. That's the way they interpret. According to Shai Teres Eretz Yisrael, the Kasha is over after Vatei Marachain. And then there's a new drush about how Dovid HaMelech used to do his judgment, right? But there's no answer either, right? According to the Korban Eidah, it's actually Kasha and Teretz. And I like the Korban Eidah. Lodon, and going back to the beginning, where Lodon Boksi Vayi Dovid Osem Mishu Tzol Cholam Otem Rachin, and that the Gemara answers no. His judgment was a unique judgment. In other words, in his judgment, everybody came out all right, right? Because since he would pay back the oni if it was a poor guy, so it wasn't real judgment, right? He was more instilling peace than sitting in judgment. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara's Emor Me'at according to Korban Eidah is an answer. It was a unique situation. Okay? Be that as it may, just agavurcha, we bring down here Joshua, which we had in the first paragraph already. Rabbi Omer, if you judge properly and found the guy meritorious, the guy guilty. Malav amok, the pasuk attributes you kilo also tzedaka, as if you did tzedaka, it should be imazaka with the meritorious guy shichz lo money with, because you gave him back his money, and tzedaka im hachayov, as you have in front of you, shows the gzeil miyodo that you got the gzeil out of his hands. Okay, so in any event, the king is not done. David HaMelech was either unique or it's a kasha in which we don't have a teretz. Now, if it's a kasha which we don't have a teretz, again, as I said, the truth is, the Shai Teretz has a different spin on this, actually. I forgot to mention. Shai Teretz spin on the issue, on the question, is that it's a dover pasha, it's only takonah the rabbanan. The Gemara's kasha is not how historically found David judging. Rather, since we find David judging, so it's like a milso de mefurish b'kra. It's like something explicit in the pasuk, and we know that Chazal never make takonas against explicit psukim in the Torah. So therefore, how could they make a takona that a king shouldn't judge or be judged if we find explicitly in Tanakh that David was judging? That's the way the Tishrei Tisrael learns the question. It's not a historical question, but rather a halachic question. That how can you possibly make a takana against that? But again, Lamaisa seems all takana de rabbanan, right? Not a deraisa. Alright? Says the Gemara further, lo deraisa, we don't judge him. Alshay, why don't we judge him? Alshay, milfanecha mishme mishpati yetzei. Because from before me, your judgment comes. Now that's actually from before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my judgment will come. In other words, David says, I'm not responsible to any human court. I'm only responsible to God, and God will take care of me if I have to be taken care of. It's a b'shem Rebbe. It's a surname Rebbe. HaMelech v'tzibor nidoyin l'fana b'chol yom. A king and the community are judged before HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Right? Not just on Rosh Hashanah. Individuals are judged on Rosh Hashanah. King and community every day. Shneamar says, "Laso mishpat amo avdo mishpat amo Yisrael." Kadosh Baruch Hu does the judgment of his eved, meaning the king, and the nation amo Yisrael dvar yom biyomo, each and every day. So unlike the melech, who's Am Yisrael, or the individuals once a year, by Am Yisrael and the melech, it's every day. Of course, from this, you know, this the whole concept of the king and Am Yisrael being one, you know, the Rashi and Chumash is there, Anasi who adore and adore who Anasi. In other words, the generation is one with the king. Since the king represents the nation, so if the nation is judged every day, so to the king is going to be judged every day. It follows. Okay? Rabbi Yudamei Mutzal Achlotzi Abeim. Going to the next issue, if you want to eat chalitza yivam, it's has the option. It's a wonderful thing. Amalo, they said, can't do it because that would add damage to the honor of the king. You don't marry the amona or grusha of the king, right? I'll shame because it says, Vatiena tzroyres ad yoy mosan amonos chayos. When Abimelech rebelled against his father David, and when he took over Yerushalayim, Avshalom, not Avimelech, Avshalom, we rebelled in his father David. And when he took over Yerushalayim, it's not clear if he actually raped them, or he just pretended to, but he did something with David's Pelagshim. And so David, until David's death, did not consort with them, so they were live widows. Rabbi Yehuda ben Barpazi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda said, "Melamit she David mekalos on David would dress them up, give their hair, give them fancy hairdos, umekashdasan and adorn them, umachnisan in front of b'chol yom and bring them in front of him every day." And you say to his yitzohar, "Ti after davar asulach, you desired something which was forbidden to you, which was Batsheva." So by your life, and it was David took an oath that he's going to forbid upon himself davar hamutolach, something which is permitted to you. So in other words, technically they weren't forbidden to David, because either they were raped by Avshalom or Avshalom didn't really do anything to them, but David refused to consort with them. Okay, wouldn't consort with them, and use them as a source of tshuva for Batsheva. It's interesting, Yer Samech and Reb Tzadok both say a very similar thing. Yer Samech and Meshech Chochma says, they both ask, how could David, not have relations with them, right? They're his wives. He's chayat to have relations with them. So Reb Tzadok says that by Batsheva, you have to have relations with her, because Batsheva, it was his fault that she got into this mess. So therefore, you couldn't just abandon her. But these Pilakshim, it wasn't his fault, it was Avshalom's fault. So therefore, it wasn't his requirement to keep the mitzvah of Oina with them. And therefore, he did tshuva with them. He used them to do tshuva, Bosa Isha, Bosa Mokom, as close as he could by committing, by doing this Nisayim with them, withstanding the Taiva. But you still need Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok says that even though it was a mitzvah, to do ona, and he brings down the mitzvah laharnin lev amona, to cause the heart of an amona to rejoice. They're not amonas, but they're his wives, so kavachomer, I guess, is supposed to cause them to rejoice. But nevertheless, there's no shibud of ona by a pilegish. So therefore, he wasn't required to have relations with them, and therefore he could test himself with them. Anyway, be that as it may, so these women were bringing down the years that they were forbidden until the day of their death. What we want to point out is that even after David died, they were stuck. Nobody could marry them. Okay? So they weren't just stuck during David's lifetime. That was the chiddush of this agadita. But they were stuck even after David would die, because nobody could marry them. Rabban Gisarman say, Asuras Mamish, they were literally forbidden to David. It wasn't that David tempted himself with them and they were really mutzah, they were literally usur to him. Why? Now here you really have to see the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says in this you have to see first the Radak and then the Chasam Sofer. The Radak is in the Chidushim. You see the bottom, there's a thing which says Chidushim. So Radak in his parish Lishmuel brings down every Gersu Bishami Bezel Loshim. This is the Gersu brings down. Rabban the Kesar Yisum Amri Asuras Mavashir, literally Asur. Why? A keli which originally began to belong to a hedyot. In other words, let's say a woman was married to a commoner and her husband died, and then the king can marry her, because king can do it. King can marry the amona grusha of a commoner, right? Also a hedyot, then subsequently she becomes also to a commoner, right? Because once the king dies or divorces her, she's been down to a commoner. Kli melech, the keli of a king, which means his pilakshim, which were then used by a commoner, which is Avshalom, Einodin Chaser is not a kavachomer that it's Osir. So therefore, these women were mamish Osir al pidin. And then he goes on to say, the cause is about Tvus Arts B'sifra Divrei Yosef V'zeh L'shoinel. He writes about this Radak and this Kirsan Yerushami. V'akavonah shebevare amonas ha-melech. The widow of a king, or grushaso, or his divorcee, avshoisa mitchila eishas hediot, even though she originally was the wife of the commoner, asura lehediot, she's forbidden to another commoner, miachas shekvarish tamashmeh melech, once a king is married to that woman. Because came and certainly Mahoiso Tchila Kliya Melch, if initially she belonged to the king, that and then a commoner made use of them, she could die bizoin huva ketzef. Bizoin ketzef ula melch, it is embarrassing with the king, lishtamish bacharagach. So David, even if Avshalom didn't rape them, if he didn't seduce them, Lamaisa, once he used them, they were forbidden to David again. Okay? So therefore, David was not allowed to coin rap on the case. Sorry. She couldn't actually take them back. Now, there's a amazing Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer says that it's Lav Dafka the usage of the hedyot, but rather Avshalom acquired the. This is not like here's the Radak. He wants to say why are they also because if a hedyot would come, let's say, and rape the king's pilegish, so then the king or wife, the king could take it back. Again, not like the chidush the Radak skirsa. Radak skirsa once it's a bizarre and the king's not allowed to take it back. Chasam Sefer says you can't take them back. Okay, she could take him back. They raped or somehow degraded by a commoner. But here, see, because Avshalom captured them in war. Since he captured them in war in rebellion against David, so kibush melchamish shmei kibush. So he conquered them. He actually achieved ownership over them. Once he achieved ownership over them, it's like since they were only pilakshim to begin with, so it's as if he married them. And since if he married them, so then they can't go back to David afterwards. It's an amazing Chasam Sefer. All right, but that's Chasam Sefer. But according to Girsa, which of the Radak, which you don't have to come on to that, right? We say that the reason why the Rosser is because they were used by a Hedyot. Not because he acquired them, but because they were used by a Hedyot, so that's why they're forbidden to go back afterwards to the king. Okay? Says more further, right there. Rabbi Yudon, Oyemer, Yudon says, Nose melch amonos melch. The king can marry the widow of a king. Shematina b'David shenosa amonos shol. David married the widow of shol. Shenemar says, that nolcha is based out on elch. I'm going to give you your master's house. Vesneshed and elcha b'chekach on your master's wives in your bosom. Now, here the Chasam Sefer adds in one critical word, which it's important, it says, we add to the word Rabbanan. What do Rabbanan say about this? Because Rabbanan say now a king cannot marry the widow of a previous king. He says, Zu Ritzbah. David married Ritzbah Bas Aya. Ritzbah Bas Aya was Shaul's Pilegish. He couldn't only marry not Shaul's wives, or he could marry Shaul's Pilegish. So Amel king cannot marry the widow of another king, only the Pilegish king. And of course, Abigail and Bathsheba are David's otherwise, they're superfluous really to this comment here. What he means, Abigail and Bathsheba were David's other wives who were previously married before David married them, right? So there, of course, yeah, David could marry them because their husbands, prior husbands, were commoners, right? But the Chiddush of the Ritzbah, which he had married to Shaul, still David not have been allowed to marry her, but she was only Pilegish to Shaul. So most of the stuff is not in the Babli. Now, this for sure is not in the Babli. I actually have to look up Psukim and Divrei Yomim for this, which is quite painful. Shlosh Abanim Hayu L'Chetzer. Chetzer had three kids. The Chesiv, it says, Ubnei Chetzer Yerachmiel Vesram Veskaluvi. Now, Kaluvi is the fellow known to us as Kaliv. Okay? So Kaliv had two brothers. Kaliv Ben Yifune had two brothers, Yerachmiel and Rom. Now, the Gemara asks a question. But the basic question is missing here. The Gemara's question is that later on in the Psukim it lists the genealogies later on, first comes Rom, and then comes Kaliv, and then comes Yerachmiel. Yerachmiel's genealogy is listed last. So I ask you, the Gemara should be V'hoi Yerachmiel Kodmoi, Yerachmiel was the firstborn, so why is progeny listed last? Elishinosa Isha Goy Lisateba. He married a Goyisha wife, a Shiksa, be his trophy wife. So he's castigated because that. Now it seems he might have converted her, but still, what doesn't like him then? The Chassidut says, Vatehei Isha Cheres L'Rachmiel. He had an other wife, right? That other wife is Ushma Atora. Her name was Atora. I don't know why anybody would name their wife Atara after this. My wife named their daughter Atora after this, but she was taken as a trophy wife for him, right? Onam, and she was the mother of Onam. She chnisa Nino toch peso. She brought Aninus into his house because, you know, obviously the other wives were upset that the shiksa was moving in, right? Anyway, be that as it may. Now, this is being brought down because Novel HaKarmeli was Avigail's husband. It's not clear from the Gemara. It took me a lot of time to figure this out from the name Moshe. Novel HaKarmeli was Avigail's wife. Avigail's first husband, sorry. Held that he was the most chashva, most miyuchas dika sion of the house of Chetzro. Why? Because in Yerachmiel's house they had a blemish of intermarriage. That's Atara. She was the shiksa, right? And in Ram's house they also had a blemish of intermarriage. Who, as we shall see, was Boaz, who married Rus, right? That's also intermarriage. For Ram it says, "For Ram alidus aminadav, v'aminadav alidus nachshon." It's actually not what the psukim say, but this is an abbreviation of psukim. V'nachshon alidus shama, v'samon alidus boaz, boaz nasas rus. So Novel said, Novel Carmeli said, "Asimin the kluvoi." Novel came from kluvoi. You came from kolel. Klavin Ataka says in the pasuk in Shmuel, where we have the story of David coming to Novel's house, that he said, it says there, Novel is a kluvoi. So what does it mean he's a kluvoi? He said, I'm from Kalev, I'm superior to all the rest of these guys. So obviously he looked down at David, because David came from one of the other houses of Chetzron, one of the inferior in lineages of Chetzron. Okay? So Vishma David, so now, Novel's a hardy guy. Vishma, do you remember the story of Novel, by the way, at all?
From
Shmuel, do you remember the story at all? Very vaguely. Okay, so David comes. This is a Tanakh right here, somewhere. Who? Oh, no. No. Only because Abigail restrained him. He wanted to do all sorts of nasty.
He didn't do what he wanted.
Yeah, he wanted. Okay. Anyway, the way it works here is that. There was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. The man was very wealthy. He owned 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. The following once happened at the shearing of the sheep in Carmel. The man's name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. The woman was intelligent and beautiful, but the man was difficult and an evildoer. He was a descendant of Caleb. Okay? David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing sheep. So David sent 10 attendants, and that David said to the attendants, go up to Carmel and approach Nabal, inquiring after his welfare and my name, and say, such success for life. Peace be upon you, peace upon your household, and peace upon all that is yours. And now I have heard that they are shearing for you. Now your shepherds stayed with us, and we did not shame them, and they did not lack anything all the days that were in Carmel. Ask your attendants, and they will tell you so. Therefore let my attendants find favor in your eyes, for we have come because of your celebration. Please give whatever you can to your servants and to your son, to David. Okay? That's what he wanted, okay? David's attendants came and spoke in accordance to all these words to Nabal in David's name, and then rested. Nabal replied to David's servants and said, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? These days the rebellious servants have increased, each against his master. Should I take from my bread and my water and my meat that I have slaughtered from my shearers and give them to men about whose origin I do not know? Okay, that's the story up till what we need to know for the next few minutes. Anyway, so says Amara, Amar Nova says, Leis me so by Tavin, Sagin, it should be Mini. There's no better person than me in Ramiso. Although this is how it says, Vish be Maon, but he is a person Maon, my Savior Carmel, and he had dealings in Carmel. Vish Kotamel, he was very big, meaning he was big, very haughty. Okay? Vukluvoi, says Kluvoi, to Hasimi Koli, that's a clue, he took pride in his genealogy lineage from Koli. Vaishmata Biba and Barki goes to his Novel. Over in the desert, that Novel is doing the shearings. He said, "Vamartim kol chai." Say to the such success for life. So that what it means is humor. He wished him life. Vata shalom v'gomer. Said, "You be in peace," etc. Then it says that they came to that they were by Yanuchu. It says that there. It says David then came and spoke in accordance with all these words to David, Novel, David's name, and then rested by Yanuchu. So we dashen that here, Vayinuchu, Om Rabbi Yusuf Ashunam Nasu Machaneh, they became an encampment. There are two ways of learning that. One is the way that unfortunately they became a warrior encampment, meaning that they were threatening to Nabal. The other way of interpreting, which I think is more correct, although I make it up, is that they became a Sanhedrin. They sat in judgment, they're going to sit in judgment. As it says, Vayan Nabal's David Avdi, Avdi David, Nabal was Okay? So now they have to judge him, right? How do we know that by judgment you start from the side, meaning from the lesser people? It's from this Gemara over here. It says David said from this Tanakh. David said to each man gird his sword. Okay, each man girded his sword, and David too girded his sword. So girded his sword, we learn, means that they went to judgment. Okay, so who judged the David only girded on his sword last. Okay, so he came last. So therefore, obviously from there we say the nefeshim should start from the lowest and go to the highest. Okay, now vayod bam, the next thing we dodge the vayod bam. It says in Pasuk Yudal, it says, one young man from the attendants told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he drove them off. But it's Vayot. Vayot. So what's Vayot mean? So it says, he cast them away with verbal taunts. Vato iri matasi. Now, that person told Abigail, now know and go and do what, you know, new world, it says, Pasuk Zion, he says, and now be aware and determine what to do for the evil decree has been made final against our master and against the entire household, and he himself is too base a person even to talk to. So Abigail had to do something. So what did she do? So she went down to meet David, and she brought him a gift, right? And says there in verse 20, then it happened as she was riding on the donkey clandestinely, descending the mountain, behold, David's men were descending the other mounted toward her, and she met them. Okay? So here it says, she met them. Tivkoshasam. Gila Shoka. So she revealed her thigh. Vokalora and David's men all went by the light of her thigh. Vativkoshasam, she met up with them. So Vativkoshasam, we darshan, although I would darshan if it were up to me, that Yardim Likrasa, the language of Likrasa, but here it seems like the darshan Vativkoshasam. Anyway, Hukru Kulam, they all became Balakari. Right? Because they saw her thigh, you know. In the old days, it wasn't like today. They weren't used to seeing those things. So anyway, so they became Balakari. Okay? So, David said, Achla Sheker Shamarti. So David got very upset. David was upset. David said to her, it was for naught that I got all these man's possessions in the desert. It was not missing anything from all that belonged to him. He has repaid my kindness with evil. Such shall God do to David's enemies, and shall he do further, if he'll leave until morning, of all that belongs to him, so much as one that urinates against the wall. Okay? So one that urinates against the wall, who's that? So says the Gemara, David Amar Achlosher Shemar, Yvigor Mashti Mekir, Ma Iske, the Kalpa Mashti Mekosla. Well, who urinates against the wall? They didn't have fire hydrants in the old days, right? So dogs. If you look, even a dog, I'm not going to have mercy, right? So David says, I'm going to annihilate them. So, Vatera Abigail's David Gomer. It says, the Abigail saw David, and she came towards him. She said, Amalei, she said to him, Moida, Master David, Ana ma of this, what did I do? You're going to kill even up to the dogs. You're going to kill me. But now ma of do my children, what do they do? Pirai my sheep, what they do? Amar lo, so he said to her, Mivnei kill machus David, because he cursed the kingship of David. So therefore he deserves anything else. He's a murder by machus. Amar lo, so she said to him, God said to David, Melchata, what do you rate a king? Amarlo, so he retorted, Flobashkhan Shmuel Melchaz Shmuel, no, you mean a king? Amarlo, so she said, Adai Monita Demboron Sholokayim. The reputation of our master Shol still survives, meaning you're not well yet known to be the king, right? Vani Amaschecha, she says, I am your maidservant. Melamed Shetovla Tashmi. She teaches us that David wanted to have relations with her. So she said, I can't be your wife. I can be your maidservant, but not your wife. So she refused to have relations with him. Miyaro Tia Kitzman, in order to then, next thing she did, is she took out a kesem. No, she had a nidah shayla. Baras lo, and she showed it to him. Now, this is either to deter him from relations, because she's a nidah, he's not going to want to have relations with her, or it's in order to make the following point. Shalomar Allah, he said to her, V'chilay k'somim b'layla, does one look at k'somim at night? You have to look at it during the day, I can't see. So she said, Amar Lay, V'loyishmu aznecho, she said to him, V'loyishmu aznecho, mashpicha v'daber, don't you hear what you're saying? Kismenein roim b'layla, you don't look at nidah stains at night. Din bosh adonim b'layla, you're going to judge capital punishment at night? Amar Lay, she said, Kvanim matinim b'layla, no, we ain't talking about during the day. She said, there should not be for you a stumbling block. Says what she says, what she meant to say, there are all sorts of questionable things there, meaning you tie into Mari B'Machos, but I just showed you, and it's not doesn't necessarily have to do Mari B'Machos. So therefore your judgment during the day was improper. So you have to judge again, can't judge at night. Okay? Rabbi Levi have a parshas on. Rabbi Levi was learning over this parsha of David, but Rabbi Zira Mefakeh Chavraya Rezera told the Chavraya the Talmidim Alum Shami Kalid Rabbi Levi Dorish. Go up and hear the voice of Rabbi Levi Darshni. Leis Efshar Leis Lei. It's not possible to mafka parsha so the Lord Rivon that to learn a parsha without saying a chiddush. All Umar Lo. So he went. They went in and he said to them Lo. It doesn't say lo tiezos lupuka, it says villo. The Chayitah puts in the word lo villo. It's an extra vav. So from this we dash, and what do we dash in? We'll see in a minute. Shaman Rabbi Zira heard that he said, Umar Akba Garate Yisravani. Say, even a Garate could say Chidushim. What's Chidushim? Lupuka pikpuket varamayosham. One dash is lupuka that there were questions about the judgment. Then, with the extra vav we darshan, Amar Lai said, Amar Lai, she said to him, Katek Pukpak Pukusach, when your reputation spreads, right? In other words, when you become well known, when things go around about you, they're going to say about you, Amar Lai, Choshovich Domimat. They're going to say that you're a murderer, so don't do this. This is not good for you, right? Besides the Dina and Farshal's issue, it's bad for your reputation, bad public policy. And she said to many things. She said, Atna Mikshavon, says, she said, Loti Azos lo Cholapuka, Ul Mikshol Lev Ladoni, Vishbok Dam Chinam. There should not be few stumbling block and a moral hindrance for my Lord to have shed innocent blood from my Lord to avenge yourself. So she mentioned two things, a moral hindrance and lishpoch dam. So she said an amazing thing. She said, Ato emeli kosho bele eishas ish. You're going to be nechshal on eishas ish. Where's that? Bacheva. No, it's a ni nevua. You're going to be over an Eishas Ish. Now, one had Butav Achas L'Shtayim. Better they should only be able to say one Lashon Hara about you, not two. Because otherwise they're going to say you're a Eishas Ish and a Shefech Domim, right? Atida Ruba Minado Maisei. And also she said to him, the Eishas Ish, which is coming, is worse than this one, right? Meaning, you could be nichshal with me, too. I know you're going to be stuck with that one, right? So, lo te da vidda. It's vidda, it's with the base of chini, with a vav. Kikolat says, where it's at least only, it should be only one eshesish. So, you said, not two. So, therefore, just one. The one in the future, not two, and also not Shoyfich Domin. Okay, so let's avoid whatever we can. She's trying to safeguard his reputation. Okay? Oymir atolim locha Yisrael. Vehein oymrim alecho Shoyfich Domin ma'ato. And they're going to say about the Yuli Shoyfich Domin, better not that they should say also Eishes Ish. Better they shouldn't say that. And on the other end, she said, if you Eishes Ish, they're going to say, well, better they should only say one and not two. It's probably some tikkun in the girsa required here, because better, it seems, at one point it seems better one and not two means should only say Shoifech Domim and not Eishes Ish. At the other point, it seems like you're saying they should only say you had one Eishes Ish and not two. So it's not clear exactly what. But you get the idea, right? She's trying to diminish the iniquities of Dov. Okay? Says the Gemara, Vodah de Tamar, that which you said, Kamakal Machus Beis Dov Chayav Misa, that which you said, that Taina, that's not valid. Again, as we said, Adai Mechutzu Kiseyat, you're lacking your chair. There's amazing medrash which was brought down here by the Amudei Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim, and they go nuts over it. It's here that it says that the medrash says that David held that he was allowed to have relations with Abigail because she was like the novel was a murder of Malchus, and so he was already dead. He was already dead, so therefore his wife is mutter to him. It's amazing what they say, you know, not already dead yet, right? Even a person who's about to be executed, his wife is still not mutter to get remarried. It ain't over till it's over, right? So they go crazy on this marriage. So the Mashmiach says a very nice thing, a very nice chap. He says, of course that's sheker. But David was told this was the truth by Doeg and Achitofel, who were the members of his merry band here. And they were much, well, Doeg really wasn't, but Achitofel was. But Doeg was with Shaul probably. But he was told this by people who were out to get him. They intentionally intended to mess him up and get him to do this Maisa with Abigail in order that people should say, oh, he's Boel Eishes Ish. In fact, that was the wrong halacha they were telling him, but David believed them that was actually the case. So that, anyway, Abigail said, anyway, even if it's true that technically Marim Machus is Chayav Misa and as if he's dead, but you still don't have a Din of Melech because you're not well known yet in the world. Okay? Anyway. V'zochayet v'samosecha. At the end, what? No, because there's another king now. Shaul is the real king. Yes, Shaul is still king.
Did he even know that?
No, probably not. No, it was a private ceremony. Right. Absolutely.
Technically, wasn't
right. That's what Abigail was saying. Even though it's technically Murim Machus, in fact it's not Murim Machus, that's what I'm saying. Okay, but Zachai to Samosach. By the end, Abigail loses a little bit. She says, remember me. Okay? Which means, hint, hint. B'chok Kraya, in the entire Parashat Kari, Abigail with two yuds. Barmi Odeim Pesuk, except for this last pasuk, where Abigail with only one yud. Baruch Hashem Mekoyimah. Mibo v'damim, you prevented me from coming in blood, it says there. Damim is plural. He's not moid on the Eishes Ish Taina because he's still over this thing that, well, it's as if he's dead, right? But you save me from Damnido because you have a kesem and you save me from Shvichus Damim. So Yashukayach on that. Okay. Meis Lemeis. When a king has relative dies, any it's a peasant paltry, so he can't leave his palace. If a Mary Motzel, let's say Sachamit, if he wants to leave, go behind the coffin, he can. Yotzi. David followed the coffin of Abner. She says, "Amel David olicha achamita." Armelo, they said, "Loya David olafaitz." It was a rush show. It was a one-time thing because he had to convince the nation that he was not behind Abner's death. So when they come to console him, I'm assuming everybody sits on the ground. She sits on a little cushion, a little low bench. Now says Mordomar, though it seems since he sits on a little low bench, Dargah should be. That sounds like that there is no concept of Kriyas Mita by a Dagish. You don't have to lower it. There's more, no. And with the charges overthrows in the line there, Filu Tamar Dagish Yeshmum Shuk Kriyas Mita, he would say Dagish does have to be lowered. Hamelech in a Chayb Kriyas Mita, king, is not required to lower his seat. East Tari, those learned by Leviah. It's an interesting issue, and this is not in the Bavli. East Tani, Anoshim Achus Chil, women go first behind the coffin, Anoshim Achreim. Women go behind the coffin, and men behind them. East Tani, those who learn, which is the way, of course, we do it today, Anoshim Chil, first man, Anoshim Achreim. Now, this is not a feminist thing, mind that, of course not. Right? Oh, that's one. That's one says. My Rashim Tchila, he says women go first. Shein Gormu Mitzlo, let them follow the coffin, because who caused death to come to the world?
Women.
Women, right. There's a Zana Kovit to go first. My Rashim Tchila, those who say Anoshim go first. This is a cover target women, interesting. They cover B'nos Yisrael. Shloyo Mebitim Anoshim, that men shouldn't follow them and, you know, leer at their movements. Okay? Roxy, wait a minute, doesn't say Ba'melch David, David Holech Achrei Hamito. Doesn't say David followed follow the bed. Now, it says that the riots from the end of the bus. The end of the bus says, it says, Vayedekol Ha'am, it says, all the people knew. It says, Vayedekol Ha'am B'chol Yisrael. All the people knew and all of Am Yisrael knew. That the king didn't have a mind to kill David. Who's the people? Who's the Am? It says Yisrael. So the people obviously means the women, right? So it sounds like the women are immediately behind the coffin, right? Because it says Vayedekol Ha'am B'chol Yisrael, right? Says Mar Ba'al Amalo. So they said Loya Davar L'Fayis. It just means he went back and forth between the two groups. It doesn't mean who he went, who was where in the procession. It means he went back and forth. Mandava, fourth Mandava Faisal Minda should be Man Min probably. Mandava Faisal Nishaya, once he went to the women, Hav Faisal Gara went to the men. Mandava Faisal Gara went to the men. Hav Faisal Nishaya, the point is he went back and forth between the two groups. Okay? Ksiv, it says, now, total shift of gears. And this is more or less parallel in the Bible, but not completely. But I say, David, it says, David turned, and this is when David brought the Aron up to Yerushalayim. And Bnei Moshe brings down the whole pasuk. David went to turn to bless his household. Vatetze Michal Bashol Kroso, and David Michal came to see David. But man, he was really, you know, dancing around, really, you know, wild. And she said, Manich Barayoy, she made a sarcastic comment, how glorious this day, it's day, Melch Yisrael, the king of Israel, Asher Niglayom was revealed today to his maidservants, like one of the Golos, Nigolos, Echame Arekim. Like one of the empty ones, right? Mao Echer Arekim, like one of the empty ones. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Kana, Arekim Shemarekim, the empties of the empties, Zu Akstas. So Lieberman was the last time we had this in Sukkah or somewhere like that. I don't remember what it was last time. But somebody said it's a clown. Amalos, so he was dancing like a clown. Amalos, so I said, Ayom Nikle Kove Beis Abba. Today was revealed the honor of my father's house, not yours. You are not honored. Ooh, low blow, right? Amalos, Abbe Shol, they said in the house of Shol that they were very, very tsanua. Shaloroso, Lo'ekev, Lo'goda, they never saw by them not a heel and not a toe, Miyameim. Remember, this is the days before people wore socks, but they wore long skirts in order for people not see their heels or toes, right? The Chesiv, it says, Vayavo, although Chesiv is that which it says, Vayavo, Gidros, Tzot. When Shaul had to go attend to his needs, he went behind fences of sheep. Rabun Bar Lezer said, God the Lifnimi God, it was a fence behind the fence. Vayavo, Shaul, Asechus, Raglov, Shaul came to shelter his legs. That's a euphemism for going to attend his needs. So David was watching. This one time that David was laying in ambush for Shaul. Have a chamele saw Shaul chamele mishal shel zivchar taking lifting up his skirts a little, the inner skirts, masal zivchar, and lowering his outer skirts in order to keep to defecate b'tzdius. Amar said, "Arur magal b'hadein tzdiyah." Curses somebody who touches such a modest person. Although the Amar Savage says, today you saw I could have gotten you. And then it doesn't say then, I had mercy upon you, Enksiv. It had mercy upon you. What's it? I personally would have killed you. But the tznius which you have, that's what saved you. Okay? So David said to Michal, he said, this is tough. This is what I'm going to do. Concerning those maidservants you mentioned, I'll find your cover, my cover them. Shane and Amos, don't call the maidservants, and the most matriarchs. Ubamen and Shah, how was she punished? Ulmicha Bashol, Loev Lach, she had no kids. I, Voxy, didn't say, Bashishi, the sixth wife was Yitra Av, or the sixth child was Yitra Av. Leglo Ishto, was Yitram to Eglah's wife, and we know that Eglah was Michal. It says, Gemara, why is she called Eglah? Elishagosk Eglah Meso. She brayed like a cow, and she died. Meaning that she had a kid, but on the day she died, not prior to that. Okay? She died in childbirth. Nobody was degraded himself mitzvahs more than David. Why? Because people look at the Aron and they would die. Now the Pnei Moshe and the Korban have a pshat which I don't like. The pshat I would like to say is that he wanted to distract them from looking at the Aron, because people used to look at the Aron and die, because the Aron was very holy. So in order to distract their attention, he made a spectacle of himself. People should look at him and not at the Aron. Okay? Where does it say that Hashem smote those who live in the Aron? See, if it says earlier, Vayach be'anshe Beit Shemesh, he smote the people of Beit Shemesh because they looked at the Aron. By Beit Shemesh it says Vayach b'am shivim ish, he smote 70 people, Zus and Hedrin. And then it's Chamishim Mel, 50,000, not he smote an additional 50,000, but these 70 Meres and Hedrin were equivalent to 50,000 Jews. The Chadar once said, Vayach b'am shivim ish, zesh Sanhedrin, he smote Sanhedrin, and Chamishim Mel, besides that of Amoritz. Okay, so he smote them as well. Ksiv, it says, Shira Malsa David. Hashem lo gavar li bi, my heart was not holy, b'shosh ha mashkei shmo, and shmo anointed me. V'lo ramo hai, einai ma ezen have lifted, b'shosh ha shosh ha rakti as Goliath when I killed Goliath. V'lo lachti b'gdolas, and didn't go into haughtiness, b'shosh ha lisi baron brought the Aron up, when he's loyal to many, nor were in wonders from me, b'shosh ha malchusi, when they put me back from my malchus, after the case of Hashem, I was always humble. Ella, rather, in Lo Shivisi, if they're not equate with Domanti, myself, I not make myself equanimical. I don't know exactly what you say in English. I treat myself with equanimity. But Domanti, and it was silent and restrained. Gigmula le'aymo, in other words, I never was tended to be haughty, like a young child upon its mother. Gigmula le'aynafshi, like a young child was my soul by myself. Kehen yana yanuka, like a young child should be. The Kira Lord and change the Kira, the Yonig Mitadye Ime, who nurses from his mother's breast, that was completely is dependent on his mother. Kanaves Nafshealai, so too was my soul upon me. I always saw myself as completely contingent upon you and never was haughty unto myself. Okay? Umotzi Mechavisushus. A king takes out to optional warfare, our P. Bezer Shivecha, based on a basin of 71. And he can break a way, open a highway, and nobody can protest. The highway of a king has no limit. Everybody loots the nose in front of him, and they put in front of him who knows the where she takes first. How do we know that he has to ask an edge? It says, says on the basis of a Lazar's statement, they will go out and come in to war, but then it says, and Lazar has to go with all of Amisol and all of the Edom, meaning they have to consult the Sanhedrin. So it's Yoshua. Yoshua went with Elazar and Kol Edom, that was, you have to consult the Sanhedrin before he took Amisol out to war, and also Elazar the Kohen Gadol, the word Bitumen. Okay? Not, he can first open a way. You'll see if it says, first of all, we learn about the loot. Is when David waged war against Amalek. It says, they took the sheep and put it in front. David, they said, this is the loot of David. So David gets first. Who are you? I'm David Bavis Dami. Now there's a whole elaborate conversation about another paragraph in Divrei Yomim, which I also have to look up. Who are you? I'm David Bavis Dami. Was with David in Eves Damim. What is Eves Damim? This is a pasuk of Divrei Yomim. Rabbi Yochanan bar Chalkosum Kata. It was a red field, meaning a field of lentils. Shmuel Omer Shmisham Nifsku Damim. That there they desisted from having to pay money. What's the case with him in Aron Beis? The Plishim Nasovim Gomer. The Philistines gathered there in this field. Now here should be, they should bring down the last line over here. The Mashbiach puts it over here. Last line says, Kosev Echrayer, one part says, Batisham Chavkas Asodim Leia Sorim. It was a field full of barley. Uksiv, another part says, Mleya Adoshim. It was full of lentils. Going back to where we were, for the bottom. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Amar Adoshim, are you? There are lentils there. Their clusters were beautiful like barley clusters. Amar Levi said another shot. The Philistines there are likened to Shayu Boim. And they came upright like barley. Lochem lemuchim kadosh, and they went down low like lentils. Rashi Bar Nachman, going to the last few law words on the page. Rashi Bar Nachman Amar Shana Achas. So there was 1 year, or maybe it should be Sada Achas, one field. V'shtei Sada, so you of which there were two fields. Achas Sari Ba'achas Adoshim. One was barley, one was lentils. Now Pshita Leil Avin Nozim David. David assumed he could destroy the fields in order to fight against the Philistines and pay. But Dilma Pshitale, this is the question which he had, which was also he wanted to resolve, was, no, it's not necessarily Pshitale, but he had this question, Lavod v'lov shaloli tindomi. Perhaps he could destroy and not pay. Because what our Mishnah says, right? Because Melech oselo derech b'chol makom. Eiz mem yovan. But he didn't have to do both. So therefore, even though he could make a derech, he didn't have to make a derech on both. But he wanted to anyway. So he decided, one I'm going to pay, and one I'm not going to pay. Okay? One I'm going to destroy, Ezimim Yava, one I'm going to destroy and not pay, Ezimim Yitain Domi, right? And which you're going to pay for? Sheladosh and Michel Sarman, one was barley and one was lentils. El Sheladosh, on the one hand, Adoshim is Macholada. That's human food. Vishusori machobema and barley is machobema. Shadoshim is so adoshim spirit. You know, on the other hand, shadoshim inachayevis bachala. The one made of adoshim was chayim chala, right? It was not chayim chala, sorry. Shadoshim chayim chala, it's chayim chala. Chala, besides that, adoshim ain't oyemer bomimena. Adoshim, you can't bring home the carbon omer from lentils. Sorry, or barley, man, you can bring a carbon omer from barley, right? Which you do. So which one should he destroy? Which one should he pay for? Now, again, this is very unclear, right? Lemaisa, it's possible that that it sounds like really he didn't have to destroy both, right? You only destroy one; the other one he could trample. It's not clear exactly, though. It's very unclear what his shiloh was. It's patched, the way to gloss over it is it was asking all the shilohs at once. Can I destroy it without paying? With paying. Because bichuach nefesh. Because the Gemara says, also there's a sheet in the Bavli, which is alluded to in the Shami, also latil adam atzbom mamar chavero. You can't save yourself by stealing money from somebody else. So maybe he can't trample it. Maybe he can't, even if he wants to pay. Maybe he could trample it and not pay, right? Because Melech Poritz Lasso Slow Getter. If he can, which one should he do? Which one should go first? And if he can't, should he take one and pay for the other? All of these are part and parcel of the Shiloh. It was a very complex question, right? So it says, Rabbanan says, Soda Achaz Ushtei Shonim Oyu. Rabbanan says, which is much easier to learn. And in fact, the Mashbiach puts this line, Rabbanan Amrin, Soda Achaz Ushtei Shonim Oyu, on top, before this case of the two fields. In other words, and this makes it much simpler. If you say that this was his question, then it's much simpler. If it's 2 years, in other words, the first year was lentils, and the next year is barley. And then he has a clear, can I learn the answer they passed for me? I can make a way through this. And I don't even have to pay. But can I extrapolate from last year to this year? And then he had a suffix. Because last year, maybe lentils are better. But maybe barley is better. So that was the Shiloh. So the truth is, you put Rabbanan on top before the question of what's better, then it makes much more sense. Because then he can say that the question is whether he can infer from last year to this year. Okay? Why did you learn out from last year? Because you don't learn from 1 year to the other year. Anyway, the bottom line is that David stood inside the portion with his men, but they say that they didn't destroy it. Even though they could have, they decided not to. Because of Echomer, what pasuk says, because of Echomer means without the bone. El Malamid, it teaches us the extra vav, Shechzir Lebalel. Not only did they say it, but they gave it back to its new original owner. And since it was saved from almost certain destruction, it's a Chavir Lokestem Lekarkum, like as if it was a saffron field. It was very precious by him, because saffron is a very expensive field. And was so grateful that his field was saved. Ksiv, it says, Vaisab David Lamal, David had a taiva. Vayomer Mishkeni Miami Barbisan wanted water from the well in Beis Lechem. And the Bavli gives an allegorical interpretation of this episode in Divrei Yomim. And you want to know the halacha, which we discussed previously. Rabbi Chiya bar Boamar halacha tcho here the Yushami mimics it and says, but much briefer. Says they need halacha. Vayivku Shlosha, so he took three of his chachamim to the turn halacha. V'lama Shlosha, I wasn't a basin issue. Shei halacha mispeitz pachim Shlosha. Need three people in order to clarify halacha. The law about David Dishtos, when they passed the law, David didn't want to drink. I mean, law about David Sheikot, Tikvah, Kavah, Loch, HaShmo. Then, the Bavli says they were Moiser Nefesh to get the Loch. And we don't mention people who are Moiser Nefesh, don't mention them by name when they're passed in Loch. But here it seems much more, slightly different. It says, when they passed, David refused to accept that the halacha should be mentioned in his name, because they passed in the question. So if he made it a meseches to Hashem, meaning kovim meseches to Doris, he made an anonymous halacha for all generations without mentioning, well, we don't know who specifically said it, and David did not take any credit for it. We're not finished with this. It's a very confusing Gemara, but we're not finished. So there he breaks open away. Bar Kapor Omar Chag Hoya. He says a different spin in this whole sugya. He says it was Sukkos, Nisuch Mayim, and they needed water literally to do Nisuch Mayim. Ve'eter Bamaya. It was time when they could do Nisuch Mayim but a Bama. You didn't have to go actually to the base of Mikdash. Vayavaku Shleisha. So three people went to get the water. By the way, this is not in the Bavli. The Lama Shleisha, why? Echad Harek went to kill the Philistines. Velam Fana Rugim went to move the dead Philistines so there shouldn't be Matami the water from Nisuch Mayim. Ve'echad Machdi Tzlochus B'tar. One would bring in the water to keep it torn. Kasa Ve'echad Harek, one pasuk says, Vayinasech Hosom Hashem. He poured them out as a libation of the garden. Kasa Ve'echad Harek, Vayosech. It doesn't sound like the same word. Manamar Vayosech, he learns the psukim allegorical. They need to learn halacha, and he sent these chachamim to learn this halacha, and they were Meister Nefesh to learn the halacha, and that's why he knew the previous story of the fields, what the story is, whether you can be matzlamam chavero, whether you can pirate starech, which one field to use. Anyway, it was an allegorical thing. The other one, Mandamar says, no, they literally went to get water. Mandamar Vayinase, they said about Kabbalah's literal story. Rabbuna Mashem Rabbi Yezzi said another interpretation of the allegory, Hilcha Shvuim Nitzucholo. They down in Ashna, Bor, there's some Bor, you know, has to Shvuim, by Yezzi, it says, by Yosmo, so by Bor, right? So you're not a Loch and Peter and Shvuim, you have to learn out. And that's what they went to clarify. And the other Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omer, Binyan Beis HaMikdash Nisavolo. It was initially had to do with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And he dodges out from the language of it was in Ephras, and Ephras has to do with the Beis HaMikdash, the whole log thing, which is brought down here by the Gilead Ephraim. We won't get into it right now, because I really want to get to Amar Alf. I'm going to cheat. Lo Yarbalo Noshim Vigo El Hashmonaz. You can only have 18 wives. Okay. And Omer Marbalo, you can have many more. As long as they don't lead his heart astray. Shimon Omer, Afilu Achas, even one being Mesiris Liba Arelo, he said he can't marry. He came Loma Namar Velo Arabin Rashi, so why say he can't marry many? Afilu Kavigal, even like Tikonios, no more than 18. Velo Arabo Susi Magadim Rechav, so he can only have horses according to his chariot. Because of those of Velo Arabo, he should have lots of money. Akadeshis, they have signing only enough for mercenaries. Because of those Savitari, right to Savitari Lishmo for his name. For his own personal Sefer Torah, even though he has one which he inherited. Yotzim Mechami goes at the war of Uimo, the Sefer Torah goes with him. Nichvas comes back with Uimo, it's with him. Yotzim Bidin sits in judgment, so it's with him. Mesev, he reclines with Kenegdo, it's opposite him. Shemet says, Voice above a Karbo, Koy Mechai, he does it, so he has it with him his entire life. Ain't Rochamin also, so you can't ride on the king's horse. Ve Yotzim Gisel can't sit on his throne. Ve Mishtaim Shemet Shavit, they can't use the scepter. Ve Yotzim Oroim, you can't see him naked. Lokshim is tapping, no one gets a shave. Lo beis amerechot slor, nor in the bathhouse. Shnemer says, som tosim alecha melech, shatei moser alecha, should be afraid of him. Mavkana Maral Shem Ashishi Yitroim Leglo. At that time, we're learning that pasuk is he had six children, one per each of his six wives. And that's and the Baksiv there it says about that. Come on, we might look at Sivil Kena Kena. If you that's too little, I'll give you three times as many. Kohena Kena, six and six and six you have, and so six again and six again. Now, Maisi married more women than the six because Batsheva he married later on, but the pasuk saying limiting him to 18 altogether. Lo Susi Melech Demer Gavto. Hashem Vayakud David Korech, when David conquered chariots which were unnecessary, he uproot he took off the horses' hoofs.
Because he's
not supposed to have so many horses.
Because they're halacha.
So Shiloh I think the Rishayim Akronim asked Baltashkus, how can you do that to the horses? Tzar Bali Chaim. Okay, not for me. The Kesef Sov Leabel Knei Absanya, only for his mercenaries. Rishabalei Maribad Absanya Shoshon Zubavad, only for this year, not for next year. Each year independently. Amar Rabbi Yachomer, it's probably somebody's name missing here. Shloimo, King Solomon, Shloshadvorim Shishachka Aleim Midas Adin Chilaltim. Three things which the Midas Adin made a mockery of, meaning three things which he was, I'm sorry, three things. Actually, I don't know how to translate that. That's where I know how to translate. Anyway, three things. It's pretty much says the pasuk says, and it calls the schok amarti muhulo. So that which the pasuk made a mockery of, it said, don't do. I defile them. That's about shechilaltim. And those are three things about noshim, susim, and kesef bizav. But we'll leave that for tomorrow night. The iniquities of Shlomo HaMelech.